You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And so perfunctory would be, you know, saying, oh, well, welcome to town. Let's have lunch sometime. You don't really mean it. Well, hey.
Well, I felt like I really meant it when I got saved the first times. It was just like there was no one to really teach you how to get away from your sin. It's like, how do I even do that?
So you need, you need to
actually
jump.
The pain that was causing me to sin, really.
Well, it's too bad you didn't get involved in a 12-step program. Because
back then, but I was...
You have to have a higher power.
Right, but I was 9 when the first one, or about 10 years old when I got saved the first time. So then I got saved again as a teenager and again in my 20s, and I'm just like, God, when's it going to take, you know?
Well, so, and you have to be a participant.
I would be smoking a joint, and I would be talking to Jesus. I'm like, you know, I need your help here.
Hey, I have a friend of mine. She was banging on her bong, whatever that thing is in bed. Yeah. Her boyfriend sleeping next to her. I want to know if you're real, and I will never say this prayer again to you if you don't respond now. And he did respond. She, you know, her miraculous encounter with the Lord, and I feel in peace to pass understanding.
Yeah.
And she got up the next day and asked her boyfriend if they had a Bible. Well, he went out and bought her a Bible. And then a week later, she says, you know, I'm never going to marry you. You have to move out.
Well,
and then she started reading the Bible. She's still smoking pot. Then slowly she stopped smoking the pot, stopped drinking. And, you know, God.
That's right. God,
you
know, cleans us up.
Yeah. You know, if you ever get somebody who wants to say, you got to be, if somebody out there is thinking you got to be holy before you come to the Lord, no. You catch a fish, then you clean it.
That's right.
You don't clean the fish and then catch it. So you come as you are, as they say.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
I don't care who you've been sleeping with or who you have not been sleeping with. Find a church where you're welcome, and there's a lot of them. Oh, homosexual, or you're straight, or a fornicator, adulterer. You a train robber. I've run into all these people. Train robbers, bank robbers. I mean, good and bad and all in between and everything else and addictions and sexual stuff, but the Lord will accept you. You just say, I want to come, and then let him slowly work on you. You don't have to do anything to be a man pleaser. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, do not be a man pleaser. Be a God pleaser. And God is pleased with a broken and contrite heart. He will not despise. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering candle he will not snuff out. So if you're broken, come to the Lord and don't listen to, you know, and you know, just let the Lord teach you.
That's right. Yeah, get you a Bible or get in the Word and let him teach you. And it may take some years, but you just don't give up. You never give up.
Look, I'm slower than some people.
Me too, bro.
But when I get it, then I get it strong.
Yes, me too.
I'm related directly to Abraham Lincoln. And after saying this all my life, I found the readings of him, and he said he had a thick cream. It takes longer to get in, but when he get it, it's better than the average. Same thing with me. I do not fiend knowledge, but when I do get it, and I say I got it, you better watch out, because then I got it.
I feel the same way.
And the Lord, you know, the devil is a liar and the father of all lies. And so Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So you want to get to a place of honesty, and that may take some time.
That's right.
Where you honestly say, oh, I didn't realize I was being jealous of that guy, you know.
It don't come overnight.
Or, you know, he's over there talking to that girl that I like, and I'm just, and you go, hey, why do you not like that man? He's a nice man. You're just jealous. Don't be jealous, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or whatever the situation
may
be. But this is why Paul said, work out your salvation in prayer. Work out your salvation in fear and trembling. And prayer, too. Now, you're doing that right now. So what are your expectations on this fast? Because, you know, I do want to let you know, I've been looking at a book. It may be back here. I think it may be in the back room right now. And it's all about prayer. That those who have been great working for the kingdom of God have been given to prayer.
Yes,
I read one time about there was a big boat, and they were in fog, and it was very dangerous. The captain gave up the deck, went down below, fell on his knees, and prayed to God. When he came up, the fog was gone. I mean, it's more to the story than that. But you hear these stories of people.
Yeah.
God does answer prayer. Now, most of the time, I think he's pretty slow at it. Well, I think he's slow, but, you know, if you wait and watch, it might be 3 months from now, all of a sudden, at the 11th hour, I had something happen a couple of years ago, a very major thing in my life. oh, Lord, praying, praying, praying. And at 11:59 at night, not literally a real night, but I'm talking about in this, in life, at 11, at 1 minute to midnight, boom, the prayer was answered, miraculously. Wow. Done in such a way that you know it's him.
Yeah.
And so we have fellowship. He wants, whoever's listening to this, he wants friendship.
That's
he wants fellowship.
That's right.
And it's between you and him.
Yes. And he don't care if you argue with him or fight with him. He's not human. He just probably laugh at us when we do that.
Well, I heard that they call us the children on the other side.
Yeah.
The children.
Yeah, the babies, the little children. Well, yeah. Little children.
Really. Bickering about the silliest things, right?
Yeah, well, the Bible says, come as a little child or you can't enter the kingdom of God.
So right.
I always say, I don't want to be an adult. I want to be a mature child.
Right. Not childish, but childlike, in that children are trusting and loving. Look at little baby. You know, we have a little bit. They always, they give them food and they come up to them. They hand you their food. They want to hand you your food.
Yeah.
They immediately want to share.
That's
and then
right.
there's sin. Then you got a little six-year-old boy who eats a cookie in the kitchen before dinner, and you come and say, hey, who ate that last cookie? Oh, not me. Who taught that child to lie?
Yeah.
Who taught that child to lie? So there is a natural sin, proclivity, you know?
Yeah,
we don't have to be taught to sin.
No, because the Satan's roaring around like a lion looking for somebody to devour, so he actually tricks us. It kind of is like the angel on one side, the devil on the other, and he's like the little trickster over here, and he's like plants these little thoughts in
the devil
head.
Made
like,
me do it.
Yeah, and it's like somebody.
Well, you don't have
somebody.
To listen to him, though.
No, you don't have to listen
to
him.
You can say,
him.
Shut up and take a hike.
But when our flesh man is so high above our spirit man, it's like we, a lot of times I just fell right into it, man. And that's what he's showing me now is like push that flesh man down and pull the spirit man up, and this is how you do it.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, you go your wayward way, and as I said, you know, he who's forgiven much loves much, and you have the story of the prodigal son, you know?
Yes.
So let me have my inheritance now in my early 20s.
Yeah.
And he goes out and spends it all, ends up working, lost all his money, he's working for a farmer, working with the pigs. He's there working in the mud with the pigs. He said, even my father's servants live better than this. I'm going home. Goes home and says that he went home, and as he's coming over the hill, the father sees him. The father drops everything and runs to his son to hug him. Welcome home, son.
Yes.
Oh, father, you know why? And he says, you were dead. The father says, but now you're alive to me. Come in, let's have a festival because we're going to have a big party welcoming you home.
That's right.
The other son got a little jealous. Well, I've been here the whole time, and I never want to. He said, well, you have everything. Everything I own is yours, as well as your brother's, you know? So, you know, but we're celebrating the fact that that your brother was dead and is now alive. He was dead in sin.
Yes.
So.
And that's how God just welcomes us right back in every time. It doesn't matter how many times we fall. He just comes and he picks us up, and he puts that robe back on us and the ring back on us. And he just says, you're my son, and we're right back with him. And
by the way, the ring, in case you don't know what the ring means, in the days of old, you had a ring.
Uh-huh.
And it had your scripture in it, like your name, R for Rhett Palmer, RP maybe. And then your father would give it to you, and you can buy and sell with that because you stamp it on a piece of paper. You stamp it in glue or ink, I mean, and stamp it on a paper or stamp it into wax.
Like the king's.
Yeah, so that's what, so when you get that, have the ring, that's why I want you to put the ring on your finger. A lot of people don't know that, see?
Oh, that's
gives
cool.
you the authority.
Yes.
You know you're the prince? You
yes.
have authority to buy and sell. Well, when you come back to God, and he puts a, I don't know what the cloak on the back means, probably holiness, but the, I know the ring means the authority that you are now restored.
Yes,
yeah, to
that's
his
beautiful.
To the family. Yeah. So tell me something. So since you came back to the Lord at the age of 36, you're now 56. Well, you're actually 57, but it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
So 20 years, have you had any miraculous encounters you'd like to share with us?
Miraculous encounters like with God.
Yeah.
Something
you like to tell people when you're hanging out with them in a restaurant or on a Friday night when everybody's talking, you know, sitting around the campfire. Something good that happened. You know, could be a healing, could be something else.
So, the most recent one was I was about to lose my legs and because I broke them when I was 18 years old.
How'd you break your legs?
I fell 24 feet. And I was, when I landed, I was facing a brick wall, and I landed on bricks and wood and stuff. So my right ankle was crushed, and my left knee was broke in half. The skin didn't break on the left knee, but it was completely broken half. The, on the right foot, it was completely turned around backwards with the bone sticking.
Were you up in a tree or something, or what?
No, I was building a house. I was working. And so for many years, I wore a brace on my right. I wore a brace on both of them for many years. And so just 3 years ago, actually it was 16 months ago, God sent me to a class, and I actually was able to, and I was on crutches right before this. It was really bad. But he sent me to a class because what he showed me was he can do miracles. He can do miracles on us, but what happens is he'll do the miracles, but we keep on the same old habits. And if I keep on eating the sugar and the dairy and the gluten, then I will have some pain, because every time I do it, I'll have pain in my knee right away.
Well, you changed what you were doing, and you had this miraculous healing.
Right, and then went to this class and learned how to actually go in with the elbow and break up the scar tissue and the calcification and the crystallization. And we've been breaking up steadily, still breaking it up, the calcification, because it was solid. It was like a bone.
It's
building around the joint. So that's what locks up
people
the joint.
If people want to find out about that, what's your phone number?
706-706-830-830-1328.
1328. Okay. Yes. People, you're going to listen to this again. What's the phone number?
706-830-1328.
Well, Stephen Tucker, thank you very much for coming on today and giving us your testimony from being addicted to drugs to your 36.
So one thing, and we do help other people with getting on the right track and helping them to get their joints back too, and also help people get rid of their hearing aids by doing the same kind of work. It's really,
wow.
It's really like miracles, but it really should be everyday happenings. It's so awesome.
Okay. Well, we got to go because we're out of time. Stephen Tucker, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, brother.
From bondage to freedom.
Woohoo!
Hallelujah.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpos, Lucchese boots, along with Minnetonka, moccasins, and Stetson hats. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 646 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
What am I searching for? And in this world of disappointment, every soul is reaching out for something pure, something right, something perfectly bright. There is one single light in a world of darkness, one single light. Yet don't know of its power. Assume it's just a word when you call.